It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, how are things going out of doors today?
Yes, it's an interesting day. This is the last couple days of January. This past week, the average temperature has been considerably above normal. Now, this follows a month where the average temperature until this week was considerably below normal. And it looks like even with the mild temperatures at the end, we are going to end up a couple of degrees below normal for the entire month. Now, a couple days ago, on Tuesday, we had a high temperature of 40 degrees. That was the warmest temperature for the whole month. However, Thursday may be beating that. We'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. It is not very January-ish. When I was teaching, I always told my students these were January days when this happened. But we'll see. Now, before we go on to look into the future in February, and there are a lot of fascinating things to look at, we're going to look back a little bit more in January. January, the 31 days, we had 16 of them, a little over half, that we had a temperature of 0 degrees or below, which is pretty good for January. We had some spells that were below zero constantly, some really bitter spells. And then we had a fairly substantial snow earlier in the month. Forecasters are saying we may go back to snow again. But as of right now, for the month of January, where it was about 11 inches of snow, according to the Weather Service, this is compared to about 17 as being normal, so it's really not that far off from being normal. The number that is really off from being normal is the seasonal total snowfall. Up to this time, we've only had 24.5 inches of snow, and this is compared to normal of usually we get over 50 by this time. And as another comparison, we are, even though we're far below normal seasonal snowfall, it is still more than what we had last year at this time. And you might remember, last year we had a near record-setting least amount of snow, so we'll see. The month has been dry, almost a little bit more than half amount of precipitation, and the snows we got were dry snows, so that's not that unusual. Now, if we look into the future, into February. February is another very dry month, and we do get snows. The snow amount of February is less than that of January. We usually don't get big storms in February. However, Mother Nature has changed that a few times. And then, of course, the temperature is starting to go up. But the things that are really fascinating are this. During this past 10 days or so, we went through some real interesting times astronomically. 5 p.m. sunset started on about the 24th of January. That was the first time we had sunsets at 5 p.m. All this time we were having sunset before that. Well, very rapidly that has moved on. And to this week, on the 28th, we had 9.5 hours of daylight, 9.5 hours of daylight. And soon now, on next week, on February 8th, we will have 10 hours of daylight. And before this month of February is over, we will be already up to 11 hours of daylight. A lot of people have problems with February. They consider it, the shortest month of the year, but it seems to act like the longest month of the year. Well, I think what we should do is we should celebrate the brighter days. They very rapidly get longer as we go through the month of February. Also of note, for those who have issues about winter, and not all of us do, but for those who do, the first week of February, if you took the time from December 21 to March 21, that's the winter solstice to the spring equinox. And if you took that time and divided it in half, we would be first week of February. Or to put it in different words, according to the calendar, halfway through winter. Now, anybody who lives around here know that halfway through winter is a hard thing to gauge because there may still be a tremendous more about winter to go. Then another way to look at it is our snow season starts about the middle of November and goes to about the middle of April. And once again, we're about halfway. Now, we celebrate that halfway mark by having a reference to a mammal that many of us don't see very often, and that is the groundhog. Groundhog Day, there's a lot of stories about it. It is really weird. No, there is no groundhog going to come out of hibernation on February 2. No, that whole story is really weird. It's based on a belief of some animals in Europe that our ancestors used to think could foretell the future. And no, it was not a groundhog. It was some kind of other animal, but they mistakened it for a groundhog. It's a long, weird story. Anyway, don't expect a groundhog. But there are other mammal things that are going on. This is the time of year, no, not for seeing groundhogs, but this is the time of year when the baby black bears are born. Yes, they're born in the wintertime, late January, early February. And then they stay with the mother until she wakes later in the season. In addition to that, there's been a lot of movement, I've mentioned this before, of the canines, foxes and coyotes. Every walk I take, I find their tracks. Often the tracks have mixed with scent markings. This tells me that there's their breeding season going on. And yes, that continues to go on for a while. They, with the gestation period that they have in order to have pups in the spring, they have to have the mating season going on now. In addition to that, there's a lot of tracks out in the woods now of the deer. The deer seem to be very hungry and on the looking around for lots of things. I find squirrel tracks a lot in the woods, and they dig up in their caches that they put last fall. They are also hungry, so this is the time of hunger for some critters. And then I found a most unusual one yesterday. There is two kinds of rodents that live in our area, both of which are common, that are aquatic. They stay active, and they stay under the ice all winter. They are, of course, the beaver, the most obvious one, and then the smaller one, the muskrat. Well, usually that's where they stay. I have seen beaver tracks on ice, on snow, but not very often. However, yesterday and then again this morning, I found where a muskrat had been walking around on the surface of the ice and snow. This is an example of a muskrat, most likely, that is hungry. And when the beavers make a big cache of wood to store for the winter, the muskrats don't. They have to go out on a regular basis and find various roots and so forth of aquatic plants that they feed on. So they have a pretty tough winter. And so if things get tough, they might just find a hole in the ice somewhere, climb up out, and then move on to some other location where things might be better. In addition to that, there are other mammals that are showing up or could be showing up now. I haven't seen them yet, but with this mild temperature, I wouldn't be surprised if there's reports of a skunk or raccoon being out. Neither of the two are true hibernators, but they will sleep. They'll sleep a long time during the cold weather, but when it starts to get mild, they'll get up and now do some wandering around. Same thing could be true with a chipmunk. So yes, there are mammals right now, but don't expect to see a groundhog. I've been talking a lot about birds. The birds at the bird feeder and the owls that have been showing up for this winter, and they will continue that. But there's an interesting thing that goes on the bird feeder on these mild days, and that is most birds just don't come. And I have learned that it's their way of telling us, we don't need your bird feeding. We can get along just fine without it. And so on mild days, they are often few and far between. And I saw that this week. I think we'll see it again as long as it stays mild. Now, according to the forecast, it's supposed to get cold again. And when it gets cold again, they might start, you know, more likely to show up at our bird feeders. The great gray, the boreal, the hawk owl, and snowy owl are all still in the area, and they're all being sought out by many. I had a couple neighbors in my region here report seeing them, though I haven't seen them myself. I hope that will soon change, and I will start to see them. And I did have an experience this week. I had it just a couple nights ago. I heard a barred owl calling during the night. Now, they're around all winter, but what they do is they call more as we get towards later winter. And then I had experience of seeing a bald eagle along the road one day this week. So, yes, there are still plenty of birds around, and they'll continue to be around. And usually before the month of February is over, we start to see some very early migrants. Another interesting thing that happens with birds in February is the drumming of woodpeckers. I have mentioned several times how this winter I have heard hairy woodpeckers drumming pretty much throughout the winter. Well, on a walk this week, I heard the drumming of a downy woodpecker. And then just this morning, I heard the drumming of a pileated woodpecker. And so when the days start get longer and mild, we will hear more of those. This is their way of defending their territory. They let all the other ones know that they are here. So anyway, keep an eye out. We're going to end January with really some interesting statistics. The Weather Service says that there's a possibility of setting a record for warm temperatures at this time, but we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. So enjoy and take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. We'll talk to you again in February. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.